Mistaken Identity. I thought I saw my mother in the cookie aisle at Stop and Shop, rolled my carriage closer to the blue cashmere cardigan from Talbot's my sister gave her, those white knit pants with the elastic waist and sensible shoes, her hair a different color, as if her stylist said, "Go blonde, live a little." But it was clearly a case of mistaken identity when she pulled vanilla wafers off the shelf. She was always a Fig Newton fan, those fruit chewy squares from Nabisco, and besides, we had buried her months ago. It happened again in the dead of January, buying coffee one dark morning at Dunkin' D. Up ahead in line, I could see her L.L. Bean zip-up boots with a fake fur lining, baggy blue cords, and the perfectly good white stag maroon parka bought from my other sister in the 70s, which should probably be in a museum. I suppose these sightings were inevitable after my sister and I donated 5 black hefty bags stuffed with her clothes. We dragged them, like boulders, out of my trunk over the threshold of the United Methodist Church thrift store and left them in the dank corner behind the makeshift curtain. Those clothes still smelled like my mother, a light scent of talcum and soap and dust, adorned with a few of her gray hairs, a little dandruff, flakes of dry skin. Her DNA was all over them. There was something sacrilegious about dumping her there. But it gives me a sort of morbid glee that somewhere, in this small town, you are alive every morning, shuffling around in your gray flannel bathrobe, in those size 7 wool slippers you never wore, your bones creaking, a small grunt escaping when your arthritic hand pours your coffee, the crossword on the table ready for you to complete.